Is it a living American man?
Would I wear it at the beach?
Isn't this a place you saw it?
Does it stand on its hands?
Yes, everyone is playing 20 plays. Here's Bill Slick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 20 Questions. Now, here's how you play this game with us. You listeners send in subjects that our questioners try to discover in 20 questions or fewer. If your subject is used, you win a year's subscription to Paget Magazine free. And if your subject can't be named within 20 questions, you get the magazine free the rest of your life, plus a grand surprise prize. In case of duplication or similarity, the decision of our judges will be final and all entries become our property. Now, our mystery voice offstage in a soundproof booth will tell you at home what the subject is, while our studio audience here will know from a board that they alone can see. In other words, everybody will be in on the secret except our five eager questioners. Now, our questioners are Fred Vandeventer, well-known newscaster, Florence Renard, musician and teacher, Bobby McGuire, amazing 14-year-old schoolboy, Herb Palazzi, radio and motion picture producer, and our special guest tonight is one of America's most glamorous movie stars, Miss Lucille Ball. Miss Ball, we're very happy to have you here. We're all enjoying this brand new picture of yours.
Thank you very much.
I refer to Easy to Wed.
Thank you, sir.
I would think you could very well be the subject of a picture by that name, Miss Ball. I may say so. Welcome to our little program. You ever played 20 Questions much before?
No, I haven't, Bill.
You played many other parlor games, Miss Ball, or shall we go into that?
No.
All right, let's get going with 20 Questions. Our first subject was submitted by James McKinney, whose home is in Wortham in the state of Texas. And this subject is animal.
This is the mystery voice speaking from offstage. The subject is that famous horse, Man of War.
All right, let's see if you can get this animal. Here goes Vandeventer.
Is it a living American man?
No, it's not a living American man. Mr. Palazzi?
Is it a four-legged animal?
Four-legged animal, yes. Has 4 feet, too. I'll help you out.
Thank you.
Bobby?
Is it a horse?
It's a horse, Bobby. Miss Renard?
Is it fictional?
No, indeed. Van?
Is this horse living now?
This horse is living now. That's 5 questions. Bobby?
Is it a racehorse?
It's a racehorse, Bobby. That's 6 questions.
Did he...
Is it Busher?
No, it's not Busher. You backed the wrong horse then, Mrs. Ball. Bobby?
Is he racing today?
No, he's not racing today. That's 8 questions. Miss Renard?
Did he ever win the Derby?
Yes, he did, Miss Renard. That's 9 questions. Miss Palazzi?
Could it be Man of War?
It could be Man of War, and it is Man of War. Bobby?
I'm not sure, but I don't believe Man of War even ran in the Derby. For some reason.
I'm not sure whether he did or not, but
He won the Pimlico and the Belmont, but he never won the Derby, I don't believe.
Well, I'll take your word for that, Bobby. I'm not really much on horses, to tell you the truth. I wasn't attempting to horse you on that question. No, I thought he had won the Derby once. But you got Man of War in 10 questions, which is better luck than most people have with horses, isn't it, Mr. Palazzi?
Better luck than I had with Boswell today, I'll tell you that.
Yes, and the same goes for Mahout. Let's take subject number 2 here. Mrs. M. Castle of Brooklyn, New York, sent us this subject. This is vegetable and animal.
Bill is giving the panel 20 chances to discover shortening bread.
All right, let's see if you can get this. The folks at home know what it is. Now the studio audience knows, and here we go. Bobby?
Is it a class question?
A class question? No, not entirely. Vandeventer?
I assume that it's manufactured, and is the animal part of it leather?
The answer to your question, Mr. Vandeventer, and I am aware of your assumption, is no. Miss Renard.
Is it manufactured?
Yes, it's manufactured, Miss Renard. Miss Ball?
Can I eat it?
You sure can eat it, Miss Ball. Bobby?
Is it a sweet food?
Not particularly, Bob. Not particularly. Here goes Miss Ball again.
Is it caviar?
No, it's not caviar, Miss Ball. We eat much more simple things on this program. Vandeventer?
Is it a typically American dish?
Yes, I think so. That's 7 questions, and here's Van with
the beef stew.
What'd you say?
The beef stew.
It's not beef stew. You'll have to be more studious, Mr. Vandeventer. Now let's try it, Miss Renard.
Is the animal in it meat?
Yes. Van again.
Has this dish been made famous in a comic strip?
Not in a comic strip. Bobby?
Is this dish more or less chopped up, you might say?
You mean when you attack it?
Yes.
No, it's pretty well held together when you go after it, Bobby. Although I don't know your table manners exactly. Miss Pelosi?
Would a ham actor enjoy eating any of it?
You mean has it got ham in it?
Yeah.
It hasn't got what we technically call ham in it, but you're closer than you think. Vandeventer?
Is the vegetable in it a single vegetable?
The vegetable in it is a processed vegetable.
Ms. Well, Paul? I know, but is it just one vegetable? I'm making
the
point.
No, there can be some different ones in it. But primarily one. Miss Ball.
Is it spam?
You've been overseas, haven't you, Miss Ball? It's not spam. Now, that's 15 questions, and this is a fairly famous American dish. Miss Renard?
Is the vegetable in it a macaroni product or something of that sort, such as spaghetti, macaroni, or anything of that sort?
Something of that sort. But not that. Bobby?
Will we ever classify this dish as being Chinese?
Oh, no, Bobby.
Not chop suey.
No. No, we said it's a typical American dish. Miss Ball?
It's not one meatball.
No. We have two questions left. It's Mike Nye's famous, though, Miss Ball. Van?
Would it be chicken and noodles?
No, it's not chicken and noodles. Now, you've only got one question left to get this particular item, and you'll be eating bitter crow if you don't. Mr. Pelosi?
I'll take a chance. K-rationing.
I'm sorry, it's not K-rationing. It is shortening bread, my friends.
Oh.
And, yes, of course. And so, did you have a question about shortening bread, Miss Renard?
I asked if the animal was meat, and you said yes.
And that's right.
So there's no meat in shortening bread.
I'm afraid there is, Miss Renard. Where are you from?
I'm from Indiana, too.
Yes, Miss Renard. Well, you can listen to a gentleman from West Virginia. Miss Ball?
Is that Nelson Eddy shortening bread?
Nelson Eddy shortening bread, Miss Ball. That's the one we were after. Well, you didn't get it in 20 questions.
We didn't even get the...
No, you were very crummy on that. Mrs. M. Castle of 253 East 52nd Street in Brooklyn, New York, is going to receive Paget Magazine free for the rest of her life and also a fine post-war 5-tube radio. Congratulations to you, Mrs. Castle. I think you'll find this one a little bit easier. Mrs. Ellie Mumford, Sr., whose home is in San Pedro in California, submitted the subject that is animal.
The panel can't hear me tipping you of the radio audience off when I tell you that the subject is Leo, the MGM lion.
The mystery voice has told the people at home, and here's Miss Ball after an animal. Miss Ball?
Human being?
Human being? No, Miss Ball. Vandeventer?
Is it a four-footed animal?
Four-footed animal. Bobby?
Is this a horse?
This is not a horse. Miss Renard?
Is it fictional?
No, not at all. Miss Ball?
Canine or feline? Feline.
Canine or feline? Feline.
Ah.
That gave you a sort of a catty look, didn't it, Miss Ball? Miss Pelosi?
Is it a specific feline?
This is a specific feline. Van?
Is it a large feline as distinguished from a small one?
It's marvelous the way you've got us to talking about felines, Miss Ball. It is a large feline, Mr. Vandeventer. Miss Ball, if you would miss this one, we will perhaps chase you out of the place. Bobby?
Is it a lion?
The lion.
The MGM
Bobby.
Lion?
It's the MGM lion. And Miss Ball is waving her hand all over the place. Well, back out in the main office, Miss Ball, if you had missed that, it wouldn't have been so good, would it? No, says she, squirming a little. So let's move on to subject number four. I think we'll play this one all around. In other words, I think I'll let you people at home play it right along with us, and the mystery voice won't tell you. Gene Day of Cincinnati, Ohio, sent this one to us. It's mineral and vegetable, and sometimes it's all mineral. Let's go after this and see if you catch it or it catches you. Vandeventer?
Is it manufactured?
It's manufactured. Mr. Pelosi?
Would I enjoy playing with it?
I don't think so. No.
You mean it's something fierce? Something...
Is that a question?
No, I'm just coughing.
Oh. Go right ahead and enjoy yourself, Miss Ball.
Would I eat it?
No, Miss Ball, I don't think so. Vandeventer?
Is the mineral in it metallic?
Yes. Bobby?
Is it used as some sort of a weapon? you might say.
Well, in a way, Bobby, but not in the accepted sense of the word weapon. That's five questions. Bobby is back.
This is a wild guess. Is it some sort of mouth trap?
To be 14 again. Oh, brother.
Miss Paul is looking at Robert with a strange look in her eye. Miss Paul, he's only 14 years old. Bobby, how did you get that mousetrap in six questions?
I know you said at the beginning that you better not let it catch up or something like that.
You know, with you around, I can't say anything, Bobby. It might be just as well. All right, it's a mousetrap, and our question has got it in six questions. I wonder how you people at home bid on that. Because you heard everything that Bobby heard. Now, let's try this fifth subject. Mrs. D.M. Lovett, whose home is in Tuckahoe in the state of New York, submitted a subject that is vegetable, animal, and mineral.
Just between you and me, Bill is talking about Florence Renard's piano.
Here we go. Man.
Is this manufactured?
Yes. Yes. Miss Renard.
Is this one specific object?
One specific object, Miss Renard. Van de Venice?
Is it famous because of the person who owns it?
This one is, yes. Van de Venice?
Is that person living?
Yes. Quite alive. That's four questions. Van again.
Is he in the entertainment world?
What was your question?
Is this person in the entertainment world?
This person is in the entertainment world, Van de Venice. Miss Ball?
Snuggled Rennie's nose?
No, it's something else to blow about. That's
mineral.
Six questions. Bobby?
Is this a person in the movie?
No. Miss Renard?
Is she an American?
Yes. Mr. Van de Venice?
Is she an actress?
No. That's nine questions. Bobby?
Is she on the radio?
Yes. Mr. Pelosi?
Is she on the stage?
What stage?
On this stage.
Yes.
Is it Miss Renard's piano?
Miss Renard's piano. Very well done. Miss Renard's piano and 12 questions. 12 questions. You get Miss Renard's piano. And weren't you the one, Miss Renard, who asked, is she American? So funny the way
she's
pick up on herself. Well, all right, you people have been doing pretty well here. We've stumped you once, but the other four times you've come through on me, and I'm going to tighten up. Mrs. H.D. Bricker, whose home is in St. Paul, Minnesota, is going to help me tighten up with a subject that's animal.
Here's a biblical reference that ought to provide some problems for the panel. It's the fatted calf.
Thanks to the mystery voice, the people at home know. Now our studio audience knows. This is a hard one. Try and get it. Miss Ball?
Four-footed animal?
Yes. Miss Renard?
Is it fictional?
Yes. Bobby?
Is it as large as a cat or larger?
Yes. Mr. Van de Venne?
Is this animal edible?
Yes. Miss Renard?
Is it in American fiction?
No. Not exclusively American fiction. Bobby?
Is it a cow?
A what?
A cow.
No. Miss Renard?
Is it in children's fiction?
What'd you say?
Is it in children's fiction?
Not specifically. Van de Venne?
Is it a bovine animal?
Yes. Bobby?
Ferdinand?
No. That's nine questions. Miss Renard?
Is it, he said bovine.
Yes. Some people call it not a cow.
Is it some sort of a deer?
D-E-E-R or D-E-A-I? No. No, that's ten questions. Miss Ball?
Oh.
Her hand is down. Van de Venne?
Is it a bull?
Sir?
Is it a bull? Has that been asked?
No, that hasn't been asked. It is not. Mr. Pelosi?
Is it a calf?
Yes.
Is it the golden calf?
It is not the golden calf. That's 13 questions. Bobby?
Did you say this calf was fictional?
Yes.
In advertising?
No. That's the 15 questions. I'm charging you for every question. Now, there are five as bewildered-looking faces as I've ever seen, Miss Renard.
Is the author of this fiction known?
I didn't say that this was fiction.
You said it was fictional, but not fiction.
I didn't. That's correct.
Oh. Is it a calf in an expression or a saying?
Yes, it is, but it's more specifically located than that.
That's 17 questions. Stand a minute.
Is this the fatted calf?
The fatted calf is the prodigal son. That's right. That's 18 questions. That's one of the few biblical questions where I could say yes to the question that it was, is it fictional or not, you see, because it was in a parable. Well, you did better than I expected on that. I'm going to become ever so more enigmatic this time because I have one that I'm going to swamp you with, or I'll eat my hat. Miss Delphia Lawrence, whose home is in Reedsville, Wisconsin, submitted a subject that is vegetable.
This is the Mystery Voice once more with information to the radio audience on the QT. The subject is the spreading chestnut tree.
All right, people at home know. Everybody knows now. Try it. Miss Ball?
Can I eat it?
I don't think so. I've been out with a lot of hungry girls in my time, but I don't think you could eat it, Miss Ball. Bobby?
Is it wood or wood product?
Yes.
Is it wood?
Amanda Bennett?
Is it wood?
No. Miss Bernard?
Is it paper?
No. Miss Blazing?
Is it rope?
No. Mr. Vanderbilt?
Is it manufactured?
No. Bobby?
You said, I assume this is a wood product. Is that right?
You mean a product of wood?
Well, I asked if it was a wood or a wood product, and it wasn't wood, so it must be a wood product.
Come, Mr. Slater. Come, Mr. Pelosi. It is not a product of wood, Bobby. I said a little while ago when somebody asked if it was wood, I said no. Not all wood. Miss Renard.
Is this vegetable living, or is it growing now?
This particular one?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mr. Vandervenner.
Is the object that we're after in existence?
This particular one?
That's right. This is the one we're after, you remember?
Yes, I guess. The particular one we're after is not in existence, but there are a lot like it in existence now. That's a fair answer, I think, Miss Renard.
Is it a tree?
It's a tree, Miss Renard.
Does it have any historical significance?
You mean connected with battles or politics?
No, connected
or...
with a historical character.
A character who walked through the pages of history? No, Miss Renard. That's 12 questions. Miss Ball?
Is it the old chestnut tree?
Fine, George. Miss Ball, that's 1 minute. The spreading chestnut tree.
I can't believe it.
The spreading chestnut tree under which the village smithy stood. All right. You got that one. That's pretty good going. You got it in 13 questions. Let's try number 8 now. This one's harder yet. Mrs. Vaughn McLean of Enid, Oklahoma, submitted this one. It is vegetable, an animal, and maybe some mineral.
The questioners are starting on Lover's Lane to look for Cupid's arrow.
All right. People at home have been told. Now the studio audience knows. Let's see you get this one in 20 questions. Mr. Vandeventer?
Is this a class question?
No, this is a very specific object I'm after. Bobby?
Is it famous to the person who owns it?
Yes, it's famous to the person who owns it. Vandervenner?
That person living?
No. Miss Blazing?
Would it hurt me to sit on it?
Yes. Mr. Vandervenner?
Was this person a man?
I don't think this person's sex was ever determined. But I imagine would generally be regarded as a man, yes. That's 5 questions. Vandervenner?
Was the person who owned this object fictional?
Yes. Mr. Blazing?
Was it a ghost?
A ghost?
A ghost that owned it.
No, it was not a ghost that owned it. That's 7 questions. Miss Bernard?
Was this in American fiction?
And in other fiction also. That's 8. Miss Ball, don't look at me that way. I didn't make this up. Who's going to try the next question here? Vandervenner?
Did this person have a name?
This person had a name, oh, yes. Yes. Lovely name, too. Vandeventer?
Was that name male or female?
That name was, I think it was sort of male. Yeah, it was male. Yep. Miss Renard?
Was this in children's fiction?
No, not particularly in children's fiction, Miss Renard. Mr. Blaze.
Was it in Irish literature?
No, not in Irish literature.
I'm thinking of a shillelagh.
Miss Ball?
I'm a little mixed up about what we're after by now, but was it a weapon of any kind?
Yes, Miss Ball.
It was?
Yes, Miss. And Miss Ball, for your guidance and information, it is still a weapon. Bobby?
Is it Cupid's bow and arrow?
Thanks to Bobby. We got it in 14 questions, and how you'd know so much about that, Bobby, at 14 years of age, I don't know.
You'd be surprised.
I'm afraid I would be. Everybody's surprised. All right, I'll get you with this one. Captain Lewis Schneidman. He's in the medical corps of the United States Army at the Station Hospital in Fort Oglethorpe, down in the state of Georgia. Has submitted one, it's mineral.
This information is for the radio audience only. The panel will try to guess a knight in a chess set.
Now the mystery voice has told the people at home, try and get this one, will you? Vandeventer?
We will indeed.
I hope you do,
we'll
but
try,
I think you will.
Is it metallic?
No. Bobby?
Is it stone?
No. This subject, I must be fair here, is not always mineral. Sometimes it's animal.
But a difference, isn't it?
There is a bit of a difference, Mr. Vandeventer. Now, you've used two questions. Miss Ball is going to ask question number three.
Could I wear it?
Well, you wouldn't be very modestly clothed in just this, Miss Ball. No, it's not an article of wearing apparel. Miss Renard?
Is it a manufactured object?
Yes, manufactured. Bobby?
Is it a comparatively large object?
No. Vandeventer?
Is it a class of objects?
Yes, this is one of a considerable number, but it's a specific type of a considerable number of things. Have I confused you sufficiently, Mr. Vandeventer?
Yes.
Vandeventer is coming back again.
Has it been asked? Is it manufactured?
You asking if that has been asked?
Yes.
That has been asked. Yes, I've answered that question for you, and that'll cost
you're
you
helpful
question
tonight.
That's seven. Mr. Pelosi?
Well, do we use it around the house?
Yes, you do. In some houses, in a great many houses, as a matter of fact. I think I've got you this time. That's seven questions, Van. Eight questions.
If it were animal instead of mineral, would it be leather?
No. No, it would not be. Miss Renard.
Would it be wool?
If it were animal instead of mineral, would it be wool? No, ma'am. No.
I don't understand it.
Well, just remain after the program, Miss Ball, when school is out. Bobby?
Is it found in the kitchen of the home?
No, it shouldn't be. No. Now I have five perplexed faces. Miss Renard.
Could this be a liquid of some sort?
No, it's not a liquid. No. That's 12 questions. Miss Renard, again.
Is it a food?
No. You'd gag if you tried to eat this. There have been times when I wished I could eat it, though. That's 13 questions. Mr. Vandeventer?
Is the mineral portion of this object, that is, if the object were mineral, would it be soft and pliable?
No. No. That's 14 questions. This is a tough one to get. Bobby?
No.
You pulled your hand back on it. Bam.
And it's not metallic? That's review.
That's review. It's not metallic. Please? I'm not charging you for that. Very clever man, this thing. 14 questions. Six to go. Bernard.
Is it stone? Was that asked?
That was asked, so we won't charge you for that. That's 14 now, Miss Ball.
Is it used purely for decoration in the home?
No. No, it's not an article of decor in the home. That's 16 questions, Miss Blake.
Is it a plastic of some kind?
Some of them are, but not commonly known in that form. That's 17. You have three to go. Vandeventer?
Would you find it on the dining table?
No.
Not in connection with dining, at least. Now we have two to go. Captain Schneidman, down in Fort Oglethorpe, is probably sitting forward on the edge of his chair.
So am I, but it's not doing me any good.
No. He's just two questions away from getting a grand surprise prize. Miss Ball is going to use one of them.
Is it a very necessary article in a home?
No, it's not, Miss Ball. Sometimes I wish there never had appeared one of them in my home. You have one more question to go to try to get this. And everybody is looking very pensive.
Rigor mortis, Mr.
Yes. The intellectual type of rigor mortis, Mr. Pelosi. All right, who wants to take the final crack at it? Everybody's reviewing in his mind now.
Now, Miss Renard. Slightest idea.
Miss Renard's going to try it. Here it goes, the last chance.
Is it a telephone?
I'm awfully sorry. You wound up in the hands of the receiver, Miss Renard. So Captain Schneidman, down in Fort Oglethorpe in the state of Georgia, is going to get a grand surprise prize. We're going to send him Paget Magazine free for the rest of his life, and we're going to send him a post-war automatic phonograph. The subject was a knight in a chess set. Congratulations, Captain. That was a pretty tough one, wasn't it?
Where do you get animal out of it?
Can sometimes be made from ivory. You see, and that's animal.
That's
a lot
cool.
Of them have been made from ivory.
That's
you
what
see,
did it.
And that ivory constrains me to make a remark that I will not make.
Just look.
Yeah. We have a couple of minutes here, and I'm going to try you on my special quickies where I race you against time. Is that all right? Let's try this first quickie. This one is animal.
The subject is Lucille Ball's husband, Bessie Arnaz.
People at home know, and here we go for this animal, Bobby.
Is it a living American man?
Yes.
Is he in baseball?
No.
Is he in the entertainment world?
Yes.
Is he in radio?
Not primarily.
Is he in the movies?
No.
Is he in sports?
Has been in movies.
Is he in sports?
No. Wait till you hear the answer to this, Miss Ball.
Is he a musician?
Singer?
What?
Is he a musician?
He's a musician and he sings.
Is he a singer?
Debbie Arnaz?
That's correct. Miss Ball, Bobby got your husband in 35 seconds. And in 35 seconds, you didn't get your husband at all. I hope he isn't listening in, or is he?
I don't know.
No.
I think he's working.
You'll find out when you get home. All right, let's try quickie number two. This one is mineral.
The subject is the Statue of Liberty.
See how long it takes you to get this one. I started my stopwatch, Van.
Is it metallic?
No.
Stone?
Yep.
In existence?
Yep.
Is it a structure?
Yep.
Is it the Yankee Stadium?
Nope.
Is it in the United States?
Yep.
Is it East Mississippi?
Yep.
Is it in New York?
Yep.
Is it the Capitol Theater?
Nope.
Is it the largest building in the world?
Nope. Who's next?
Is it a monument of some sort?
Yep.
Is it the Statue of Liberty?
It's the Statue of Liberty. Very well done.
Thank you, Bill Slater. You've been listening to 20 Questions with Bill Slater as your master of ceremonies. Music on the program is provided by the Bill Bryan Trio.